I am Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.
That's debatable.
Well, it doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things, but you know what does matter?
No.
We've got our buddy here, one of our bestest friends in the world, Vic Krause.
This would be the radio equivalent of a double espresso.
Yeah,
this will wake you up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
We told him to, you know, welcome to the lion's den, but it's more like welcome to the deep freeze.
Yeah, we're a little chilly here today. You'll notice I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah, the air conditioning is working well. Wonderfully,
yep,
in this place.
Yep, that's
it'll
okay.
Warm up. Don't worry.
It'll get hot.
And you're here to make it hot, right?
Coming in hot right now.
Go
coming
boy.
In hot. So, yeah. Yeah, membership, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Warbirds of America. So we're up over 150 members so far. Signing down on Thursday.
Yeah,
so
you mean new members.
Yeah, new,
I mean, you got a lot more than 150 members total.
Yeah, that's it. New ones. So it's going great. Today, what? XP82 Showtime, 10 o'clock, Warbirds in Review.
The question we've been wondering is, do they always fly it with two pilots?
I didn't think so. Do you?
I don't know. But, I mean, you got two cockpits, right?
Well, you do.
What's the other guy doing?
It's just, I think it's the same.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay. That's a trick question, folks.
No, I'm serious.
Back then, you had a relief pilot, obviously, because you had one pilot flying one side, one pilot flying the other, and they'd switch off duties.
You sure?
Nowadays, you have one pilot flying the airplane, and the other was checking their Facebook status.
Right.
Ah.
I thought the guy on the left only took attackers from the left, and then the right got, you know, they divided
the
work.
They shared the responsibilities. Yeah. No,
right.
I don't know. Maybe one guy's navigating and figuring out time to target, all the stuff like that.
Ordering
and the other guy's
pizza,
trying to
changing the music.
Yeah, you know? Right, right.
I don't think they had it that good. I really don't. So
no,
anyway.
I don't think so either.
But yeah, so new membership's cool. Voting, oh yeah. So here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, the People's Choice Award.
And the counterfeit ballots?
Yeah, you cannot reveal the current standings until it's done,
no,
right?
You can't not.
Right.
No, everything's under lock and key.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I mean, you've heard that before.
Wait,
right?
I thought they you know, had tight security around this. It's on a mayonnaise jar left out on the porch.
Yeah, that's it.
That's great. So, yeah, I think I saw a Chicago family yesterday. The dad was showing his son and daughter how to, like, photocopy the ballots
there
and
you
stuff
go.
The
there
ballot
go.
Box.
I wouldn't say there's a fraud, but the guy had a rubber stamp.
yesterday evening, nearing the end of the air show, I was driving out of the tour headquarters area. We just shut down a little while before. And all of a sudden, I noticed the Sound and Fury coming out of Fighter Town. And I came up on ID Road and turned north, and I'm looking, and virtually every prop was turning in Fighter Town. They were doing a mass startup. The place was mobbed with people with cameras of every size and description, all along the southern edge, the northern edge of the entire Fighter Town, and the whole western edge was populated with hundreds and hundreds of people. It was really impressive when them bad boys lit them all up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a hurricane wind blowing to the east, let me tell you.
That has to be an experience that even the pilots treasure, because they just don't get together with that many P-51s.
They got to be having an adrenaline rush. And so here it is. You know, they have to taxi out in a sequence. So, and they were all over and parked in way different. Now, it wasn't like these four guys went out, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you had one guy in the southeast corner, a guy's in the northwest corner. So they were really on their game, getting it right, coming out of that, coming out of the Fighter Town. It was just really a spectacular show, really was.
I'll tell you something. I'd love to sit in on a pilot's briefing for the flyovers and all the Warbird activities. I imagine that's quite a ballet.
It is. Wayne Boggs has done it for many, many years. It's quite an intense, I would say the word intense. Nobody's fooling around like telling jokes. No, there's nothing funny about it. This is serious as all heck.
Right.
If you're off your time of 30 seconds, if you turn left instead of right, if you cross over a no cross line somewhere that's just a fictitious line in space, it can screw up the show pretty good.
Yeah.
So they're really paying a lot of attention. You'd be impressed. It's serious business in that air show brief.
With all the flyover, like we were watching part of the show yesterday, and you had airplanes that were coming in doing strafing runs, and then you had T-6s and T-28s over them in coming from different directions and altitudes.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, wow, this has got to be a nightmare to set up.
Yeah, it is a lot of timing and a lot of work, and to get everybody to cross at show center is a miracle. It's really, really...
It's
within seconds. It's, and understand, they're circulating out in different quadrants, to the southeast, to the northeast, to the northwest. And then when it's time they get their signal, they all have to start in simultaneously.
Right.
And it's a symphony.
Right.
It's a real symphony in the air. Truly is.
I'll tell you what.
And they get it right every time.
I'd love to hear the radio calls. It's got to be intense.
It's got to be busy.
You know, that's another thing. There's not a lot of sound traffic, audio traffic on the air. This is all why they brief it. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. You may hear one or two words, you know, from the air boss. That's it. It's all, and hand signals play a big role in it. I mean, it's pretty cool to see how this. It ain't like, hey, Joe, you're kind of over too many feet. Pull it in a little bit in the tail slot, guy. You got to bring it up. None of that. It's all by hand signals when you're in the air.
It's really something.
Yeah.
They do a great job, too. The show is fantastic.
They practice a lot. Believe me, they do, and they fly a lot. This is the culmination of a year's worth of work.
As you're signing up new members, well, let's get back to the other subject.
Okay.
Are you getting a lot of young people?
I would say a lot of the fathers, and this is a good question, phenomenon. I started watching this the other day, that we're seeing that there may be a grandfather or even a dad that's kind of a little older dad, but he's signing his son up or signing his grandson up. I love to see that. Because you know these guys are going to be with us for a long, long time, the younger generation. That's what we're trying to harvest here.
Right.
And
right.
Here's a cool thing, a new event we never had before. We signed up, I think one was Monday, one was Tuesday. We signed up, at least so far, two life memberships, two lifers.
Wow.
On
nice.
The tour. That's a big deal. That's
it is a
pretty
deal.
Big contribution to sign up as a lifer.
Okay.
So,
does Warbirds of America see in its future, this may not even be your purview, an apprenticeship program for pilots? Because you're going to need pilots to fly these planes.
You know, they've already started on the mechanic end. You know, they've got scholarships now. North American Trainer Association, NATA, they've got a scholarship program, and they're setting it up to train Warbird mechanics. They're
right.
taking guys that are going for their AMP and whatever, just regular GA AMP, and they're bringing them in on these internships to learn Warbird specific maintenance. Because, okay, so you got these airplanes somewhere, you know, a lot of friends, a lot of good old buddies of mine that spun wrenches and won the 50-year award from the FAA and everything else have passed. And,
right.
You know, we need new blood in the mechanic community.
Huh.
The guys that know how to turn the wrenches and make these motors go around, the round motors go around.
This is a good program because there's huge differences between, say, a Merlin engine or a Pratt & Whitney or Wright radial engine versus your typical boxer engine in GA.
Eddie, you're absolutely right. And your question about the, you know, now taking that model and applying it to pilot mentorship. It's a great idea. I'm sure it's being discussed.
I'm sure it's being discussed,
I am sure it's being discussed.
And I'm sure a lot of the pilots that own these aircraft that are getting older are starting to think about what to do with the aircraft when they're no longer able to fly it.
Exactly right. And hopefully you get guys that have a benevolent twist to their personality and want to see someone else come up, not just sell the plane and put the money into stocks, you know.
Right.
You want to see a guy that...
Why would you ever sell an airplane?
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. Many people have trouble doing that.
Well, it would be a great thing to go and mentor the next pilot that's going to fly that airplane. It would be superb.
Well, you know, we're talking right now about this whole idea that the scavenger hunt is doing an awful lot to engage the younger community with the Warbird pilot community. And it's really catching on. We've had great response again this year. So it's fun to see the kids scurrying about the flight line and coming up to the pilots, and then the pilots engaging them. And we encourage the pilots to do the same, to go back, you know, to reverberate with these kids and to inspire them. Let the inspirations begin, is what's said on the bottom of the flyer I sent all the Warbird pilots and crews this year. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to be talking about how Vic Krause was instrumental in Warbirds of America one of these days.
I think so.
Oh, no, you're giving me way too much credit. Believe me, I'm standing on so many people's shoulders, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. But you know, you're the spark plug.
That's right. Somebody's got to be the front man.
Yeah. If I can just, you know, get the carbon deposits off every morning, I'll be okay.
I'll tell you what.
We're all doing that.
Vic, we all know why you're here. It's not to boost Warbirds over America. It's because you were the man who drew the short straw.
Exactly, they made it. Okay, Krause, you go. It's really funny. So I'm in the tour, and, you know, this has been going on for 9 years, and we've got some tremendous people that have actually volunteered for 9 straight years. And they said, Vic, go do a radio show and get out of here, would you please?
Yeah, right.
Dead
you're
serious.
You're good at that stuff. Get out of here.
Couldn't you go announce something? We got this handle.
Oh, that's funny.
It is funny. They're dead serious.
Vic, I want to thank you for joining us again. As always, Warbirds of America is at the North End, where all the warbirds are.
Can't miss it.
Right. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.